your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need you to come.
And welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we have a conversation about faith and how to integrate our faith into all the areas of our lives. And on this show, we share testimonies and faith journeys intended to encourage you if you're already a believer and challenge you a little bit if you're still checking out faith. Because the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing from the Word of God. So that's what we do on this show. We share the Word. And we pray that God will open up your hearts to receive the word today and also give you eyes to see and ears to hear in Jesus' name. Amen. We now have all our podcasts loaded on iTunes, and we also have a website. It's called everydayfaithradio.com. Please check out our website so you can see the previous podcasts and videos. And also let us know if you have any prayer requests, as we'd love to pray for you no matter what you're going through. Because according to 1 Peter 2:24, it says, by his stripes we were healed. And again, thanks for joining us on Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with today's special guest. Please stay with us. And in your hour of desperation, no, you're not the only. And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in today. With us on the program is my new friend, Jonathan Trumaine Thomas, who's in from out of the area. JT, as your friends call you, Jonathan Trumaine Thomas. Can you tell us who you are today and what brings you to Charlottesville?
Well, sure. Thanks for having me today. I am a pastor and a missionary, an activist, many other things. Really, most importantly, a servant. You know, I love Jesus, and I'm here in Charlottesville really just to serve, come alongside the local church and serve in what God is doing here. I believe his hand came upon this city in the form of some crisis last year, so we're just here to kind of come alongside and see what kind of healing the Lord wants to bring.
Well, we're going to talk a lot on this program today about the conference that's happening over at Connect Church this weekend. That's right next door to Albemarle High School at 2080 Lambs Road. The conference is called Civil Righteousness, and Jonathan Trumaine Thomas is the lead speaker this weekend, and we're so glad to have you in Charlottesville. So officially, welcome to Charlottesville. We need you here. We need you bringing in the Spirit. A lot of healing that has happened in a year, but before we talk about that, I want to go all the way back, maybe the early days in your life, and talk about how you became a follower of Jesus.
Sure, that's a great question. Well, you know, I can truly say King David talked about the Lord being the God of his youth, you know, Timothy giving the strength of his youth to the Lord. So I can truly say that's my testimony. He's been my hiding place for as long as I can remember. At 4 years old, I gave my life to Jesus, and so I was blessed to have to be born into a family with a strong godly heritage. Both my father and my mother loved Jesus. I'm actually a fifth generation preacher's kid, so somehow I turned out all right. You know? but genuinely, from a young age, I can say one of the most defining moments in my life was being at a summer camp when I was 12. Really hearing the gospel clearly. I knew I'd heard it 1,000 times, but I think at 12, I can say on a Friday night at a summer camp, really just had that experiential type of encounter with Jesus where I said, you know, this is real and I want to serve him all the days of my life. So at 18, this is kind of a funny story. Actually 19, while I was in college, a young man tried to rob me. And he looked like me, same height, same complexion. And he had, during this encounter, there was a weapon involved. The spirit really kind of took over. And I said to him, you have no idea who I am, do you? Mm. And he goes, what? And I said, no, you have no idea who you are. You know, it's one of those things where it just comes out of you. You don't even know what's happening. And he says, are you trying to preach to me? Are you really trying to preach to me? What should have taken maybe 14 seconds turned into a 4-hour conversation. And I ended up leading him to the Lord. Wow. And I felt like God said, you'll do this for the rest of your life. You'll love the guns out of their hands. Mm. And that was my defining call to ministry. And I've had, you know, several markers in my life where God has really increased my faith and shown me the reality of who he is. And those have been defining marks in my life.
So. Oh, that's a really interesting story. And so I want to go a little deeper on that. So you seem like a very successful young man that could have been, you know, a great entrepreneur or a super business guy or whatever successful. But I want to go deeper. How does a guy like you feel like they've heard from God? Was it that moment? Was it that moment, or were there others and just a compounding effect?
Yeah, it was that moment and many others that have compounded. But I would say, you know, it's true. My heart, believe it or not, was to go into radio, TV, and film. So I majored in mass communications and really wanted to impact culture, had a great job lined up in New York City. But, you know, God is such a good leader. Mm-hmm. Jesus is a great leader. Mm-hmm. It's us who we have to learn how to become great followers, mm-hmm. you know, but in his leadership and in his goodness, there were so many times where doors were presented, you know, of opportunity were opened right in front of me. And I think just like in a marriage where you have to continually say yes, I think in our walk with God, we have to continually say yes and choose his way instead of ours. And I think there are several moments where I could have chosen to go the way that I thought things should go. Mm-hmm. And I think God would have even blessed those things entrepreneurially or marketplace wise. But, you know, I think that God has been faithful at those junctures to make it clear to me that the highest choice in his heart would be probably the road that I didn't want to go down, you know, but those have proven to be really fruitful. Mm.
Yeah. And this is Everyday Faith Radio, and we have a special guest on, Jonathan Trumaine Thomas, who's in this weekend for a conference called Civil Righteousness. It's being hosted by the Charlottesville House of Prayer. It's over at Connect Church at 2080 Lambs Road. And let me ask you this question. It just kind of popped into my mind, Jonathan Trumaine, is what would you say to one of our listeners who maybe they are actually hearing from God, but that's not what they want to hear? Like maybe God is saying, don't do that.
Yeah.
and yet they seem to find the way to kind of turn that station off. Let's change the station so that we can really kind of do things our own way.
Sure. Well, you know, one of the markers of real love for God is obedience. Mm. And I mean, Jesus actually said, if you love me, you obey me. A lot of us say we love God, but when it comes to that obedience moment where you know you can't shake this thing and it's the thing that probably crucifies your desires the most, but yet you can't shake it. I guarantee you, you know, Satan didn't implant in you that desire to leave your 6-figure job and become a missionary. You know, so God's going to, he's going to put things in there that are contrary to your natural, you know, inclination. Mm-hmm. And the marker of your, and the true test of your love for God is your ability to say yes. And most of the time with Jesus, he already gave us the command to go. He said, go into all the world. Yes. Go. Mm-hmm. So it's really not a question of should I go or should I take this step of faith or make this leap. Mm-hmm. It's really a question of should I stay, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about it. When you were just speaking there, into my mind popped the encounter post-resurrection, Jesus and Peter on the beach alone. Mm-hmm. And three times Jesus says to Peter, hey, Peter, you love me? Mm. Three times they go through this. And, you know, every time that I read that passage in the Bible, you know, it's like I'm reading through that. I'm there sitting with them, observing right. that. I'm participating in that. And then all of a sudden that question boomerangs around and comes back to me.
Sure.
And yet, so I wonder if, you know, when it comes to that obedience, if that wasn't just kind of, that was, at least I read it as that was kind of Jesus wind up saying, you know,
absolutely.
You're sure about this, right, Peter? Because, you know,
that's exactly right.
I'm going to build my church on top of this, so I got to be sure.
Absolutely. He was without question setting Peter up. Okay, you said it. So that when you get to that, when Peter gets to that place of, why am I doing this?
Yes.
Well, you said you love me.
That's right.
You know?
And so now walk it out.
Walk it out.
Mm.
That's exactly right.
Boy, so this is Everyday Faith Radio, and we have Jonathan Tremaine Thomas on the program. And JT, we're heading towards the break, but tell us about, and it's not fair to ask you this right before the break, but tell us about Ferguson. Are you in Ferguson now? Is that hometown for
yes,
you now?
Yes, my wife and I live in Ferguson, and really, we got there through what we're talking about. It was an obedience move. Mm-hmm. When we went thinking it was just a temporary assignment. Ferguson had erupted through the shooting of the 18-year-old Mike Brown, and really Ferguson became the city that really launched the national movement. And I say we moved from a nation with a history of protest to becoming a nation with a protest culture. Hmm. So we're in a modern day protest culture because of what happened in Ferguson. So we went just to prayer walk the streets during the unrest, and it turned into, I want you to do more than prayer walk. I want you to put your house on the market and move here.
Wow.
And give yourself.
Talk about obedience.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little test there for you.
Absolutely. Major test. But we also experienced in the midst of the unrest, in all the social commentary, what was not told was the power of God and the move of God that actually happened on the ground there, and that I think we're still in, which is what brings me to Charlottesville now, is that, you know, many people have prayed for revival, and we thought revival looked like, you know, stadiums being filled as in the days of Billy Graham or whatever your idea of revival is. But I think that revival has come, and we're in an awakening actually in America, but it's actually first, the first manifestation of it is crisis in the land.
You know, another verse just popped to mind, and I wonder if you think this might be applicable to Ferguson and then our little town here of Charlottesville. But going back into the book of Genesis, you've got the life of Joseph, and I always go to this punchline. It's Genesis 50:20, and my paraphrase of that verse is what the enemy meant for bad, God will use for good.
Mm-hmm.
And so do you think that, although the press doesn't like to cover necessarily the move of God in the aftermath and the revival and the faith is rising in these areas that were gashed open where the enemy came to town, the devil came to town to kind of tear it apart, and yet at the end, when you can see, and maybe it's not there yet, but the Spirit of God is moving in those areas.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's about having eyes to see.
Amen.
And ears to hear.
Amen. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more of our interview with Jonathan Tremaine Thomas. And this is Everyday Faith Radio. We'll be right back.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, miracle.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today we have Jonathan Tremaine Thomas, or JT Thomas, is with us. He's in for a conference this weekend called Civil Righteousness that's being held at Connect Church at 2080 Lambs Road. It's right next door to Albemarle High School. And Jonathan Tremaine, could you tell us a little bit about this conference from your perspective, and what will you be speaking on, kind of high points?
Absolutely. Well, you know, civil righteousness is the pursuit of spiritual wholeness, moral excellence, and restorative justice according to the biblical pattern. And I say that because, you know, in the history of America, there have been so many civil rights movements, a women's suffrage movement, of course, the historic black civil rights movement. And the thing about when there's injustice in the land, justice demands a rights movement or a justice movement. So that's justice is inequity. So a society where there's inequity, the pursuit of equity is the pursuit of justice. But where there's iniquity, sin, iniquity demands righteousness. And so when we look at the government of God and the way he balances the scales, his throne, it says in Psalms, is established in justice with righteousness. And it's not justice that exalts a nation, it's righteousness that exalts a nation. When the people become righteous, the nation rejoices, cities rejoice, whole cities. And so I think that, you know, what we're going to be talking about this weekend is partly understanding rightly. We were talking about this before the break. What is God doing in the midst of what's going on in the culture, in the midst of cultural chaos and crisis? Where is the hand of God? What is he saying? What is he doing? Or is Satan just having a heyday? You know, and I think when we look at how God has dealt with cities, with nations, and with people groups, ethnic groups, throughout human history, we see that he brings nations and cities into confrontation. In fact, in Amos, and this is a hard verse to deal with, it says, when calamity comes upon a city, has not the Lord caused it? And it says, a lion has roared, who can but prophesy? In other words, when God comes in the form of a lion to a city or a region, then it's the role and the responsibility of the prophetic people, meaning the believers, the Christians in a region, to interpret what's happening and to help walk the city into to healing. So we're going to look at the times. We're going to look at the crisis, not only here in Charlottesville, but across the nation as it relates to the race conversation, the justice, the policing, all of that. And then go to the Word of God and say, okay, what does God have to say? What does the Word say? And then not only do we understand where we've been and where we are, but where is it all headed? Where are we going? What's this unto? And how do we get there?
Gosh, well, your timing for this couldn't be any better, because it seems like in our city here in Charlottesville, I'll just prepare you for what you're walking into, is that, you know, it was about a year ago that all this happened, all this chaos. And I think most of the people in Charlottesville that you talked to, you know, it was a terrible event. And in some way, we've been able to compartmentalize it and like put it on the shelf and say, well, that happened. That was mayhem. Sure. And we put it away. And we don't really want to bring it back out and that discussion, because we're afraid of it.
Right. Nobody wants to see themselves. The reality is here in America, we're a nation of moving forward. It's what we do. It's forward progress. It's a, let's put the past behind us and let's go for it, you know. But unfortunately, the challenge with that is we'll settle for partial victories. You know, so if the laws change, then we're good. But the reality is we've put Band-Aids on our historic wounds. We're a wounded nation with wounded people all trying to live together. And if you just put a Band-Aid on a wound, it gets infected. And so now we're dealing with the infected wounds of past generations, and it's inherited, whether you were responsible for slavery or not. The bottom line is we all have inherited the legacy of slavery and the legacy of the civil rights era, the Jim Crow era. And there are many people alive today who lived those eras, mm-hmm. or particularly through the Jim Crow era. And so if you don't bring healing to the internals, then changing the externals will have no effect. And so that's what the gospel does. In fact, the Pharisees hated Jesus because he always made the sin issue about the internals instead of the externals.
Yes. Yeah. You know, and whenever I read about those conflicts that Jesus had with the Pharisees, it's so interesting to me because on the outside, the Pharisees looked so right. You know, they, mm-hmm. they had the pretty uniforms.
Had it all together.
On the outside, they were absolutely perfect.
Sure.
And Jesus was like, it's not, it's basically surmised it that it's a heart issue.
It's a heart issue. That's mm-hmm. exactly it. Mm-hmm. And so if we don't heal and confront the heart issues, which, you know, I say is iniquity. So you have transgressions, the injustices we commit against each other mm-hmm. externally, the trespasses, mm-hmm. the sins we commit against each other externally. Mm-hmm. But if you just deal with the trespasses and not the iniquity, mm-hmm. then it just gets passed generation to generation. And I think God himself is making an issue of the heart posture of every people. There's not one group. It's not just, you know, white people are guilty, you're a racist, mm-hmm. or black people, they just need to get jobs and get over it. No, it's God saying all have sinned, mm-hmm. and he's commanding all men everywhere to repent
to
this time. And so this is the sign mm-hmm. of revival.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every great prophet in the minor prophets to the major prophets, to the great evangelist of history and church history, their message was repent. Uh-huh. And so God is shouting through the issues an overwhelming invitation to America, go low, humble yourself mm. before my hand mm. and repent, even on behalf of your foremothers and forefathers. Because Jesus was, he was innocent, mm. but he said, I'm guilty. Mm. Jesus said, I am guilty. And he's inviting particularly the church. He's much less concerned with the college students who don't know Jesus and the, you know, the activists who don't know Jesus. He's saying, if you call yourself a believer, mm-hmm. then this is your issue, and you are the ones that I've given the ministry of reconciliation to bring healing to it.
Mm-hmm. This is Everyday Faith Radio, and we have Jonathan Tremaine Thomas, JT Thomas, with us. He's in for a conference called Civil Righteousness this weekend. I'm fired up just listening to you. Last weekend on the program, we had John Quisenberry from the Charlottesville House of Prayer, who's hosting the conference. And again, it's at Connect Church, 2080 Lambs Road. Jonathan Tremaine, it's awesome to have you here. The timing is great. Let's go back in the time that we have left. I want to talk a little bit more about this repentance thing. Darn it. So, what would you say to one of our listeners who just doesn't get the repentance thing? Like, they're happy doing what they're doing, and they don't want to change because they don't like change. Change can be uncomfortable. And I'm just happy, and just sort of, Jonathan Tremaine, I'm happy and fired. This is what they're thinking. I'm happy for you that God loves you, and his hand is on you, and his favor is on you, but just kind of leave me be because I'm over here, and I just don't bother me.
Right, right. Well, you know, God has unlimited resources in his ability to disturb our lives until we actually get to the place where we understand that his will is best mm-hmm. and that his way is best. Mm-hmm. And so even when it comes to the crisis, I can speak for St. Louis/Ferguson. You know, when things first broke out, you know, it's a suburb of St. Louis. Oh, those poor people in Ferguson. Then it spread to the whole city of St. Louis. Oh, no. Then all of a sudden it began to come into their neighborhoods, the gated neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. all of a sudden it's their issue. It's everybody else's issue until it gets into my front yard. Mm-hmm. Then it becomes my issue. Mm-hmm. And I think what I would say to that person who just doesn't want to change is that if you, even in the slightest sense, want to follow God, then he is going to make an issue of your issues, and we'll make it harder on ourselves until we just decide to humble ourselves mm-hmm. and say, you know what, God, I want to receive the whatever you want to do in my life, you know, however you want to mess it up. I don't want it to get as bad as it needs to get or that it might get. I just willingly and voluntarily submit now and say, God, you know, do what you want to do to change me, you know,
Amen.
And help me understand. If you don't understand the issues or don't understand or have compassion or whatever it may be, all you have to do is say, God, help me. I don't feel anything when it as it relates to the crisis in Charlottesville, but I want to feel what you feel.
I love it. Well, the other thing, as I can certainly feel that you're a man of God, Jonathan Trumaine Thomas, I just have this feeling that you also consume the Word of God. And I know for me and many of our listeners that we've talked to, that's a primary way of hearing from God. And
absolutely.
If you really desire to hear from Him, you can just dig into His Word and ask Him to reveal Himself. And you
absolutely.
Know what? He'll do it.
He will do it. He absolutely will. And He, you know, the Bible is supernatural. The Word of God is there's nothing like it. You know, you read it and He rewires our brains and our thinking. And, you know, there are scriptures that I don't remember consciously memorizing, but they come up, you know, in my life and in my situation. And so we have to be a people of the Word for sure.
Well, and we've talked on this program and we're winding down, Jonathan Trumaine Thomas, but we've talked on this program many times that in Romans chapter 12, do not be conformed to the patterns of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And where we go deeper on that is it's transform people. It takes transformed people to transform a city.
Absolutely.
And so.
Absolutely.
Jonathan Trumaine, I want to say to you and to your family, particularly this weekend, everybody at the Charlottesville House of Prayer, everybody at Connect Church this weekend, I want to say may the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you and bring you peace. Jonathan Trumaine Thomas, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Everybody, thanks. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We'll see you next week.
Come restore and make us new. God, we need